Chav Gimel Amid Aleph. Gemara, Hava Mina the Rabbim Afilu Mechunasim. Shari Rabbi Yehuda above the Rabbi Yehuda above where we printed such a pit. Behind the Kamar Be'er Haram, and that which he said it was a spring, it was a public spring. This Mishum Rabbi Akiva is because of what Rabbi Akiva said. Amar Be'er HaYachud Shari, that Rabbi Akiva permitted an individual's spring. But also Ihu LeMeimer, Rabbi Yehuda above is coming to say that Afalgav the Mayim Haimin, even though it's a spring, the rabbi in the Yochado, only a public spring is permitted, but an individual spring is not. And this is what we're saying. In Oysim Pasin, Afilu, Lebe'er, Elisharab, and what he's trying to say is you're not going to be allowed to make the Pasin even for a spring unless it is a public spring. Masnisin, Mishnah. Shomira, there's a Sukkah. Shomim, it's a hut for the watchman. Vavagab, the hook of the deer, and even though it is a structure, an enclosure which was meant for living, base of Saimhu, it's a base of the Shari, it's Velo. Only a size of up to 2 saw is permitted and no more. Smuchalir, the hoil of the Krav of the Basai, since he's close to his house, his intent is to continuously use it, kahuk of ladira dummy, and as if it has been enclosed for living purposes. Bavad shedhei, shem amav shirayim, alay and ayim vishirayim. The lawyers are no more, but Gemara, and then later is going to, Parach asks, Tanakama, Nami, Hokikarma, the Tanakama is saying the same thing. Imaya archa, yoysay, rochva, afil ama achas, avagav, nemiyat rochva, vahoysev, baarcha, even though it's width is smaller and its length is longer, the aim bekula el beisasayim, and there's only a total of 2 saw, aim betaltelin you're not allowed to carry in it. Why the merubahu the shari rabbanon hechdal hook of the deer? That's only a squared area that the rabbanon allow you to move it when it has not been enclosed for living purposes. Anche chatzer sheshachach ben lamachar bitul reshusay lechaver. And the next day he is mevatel his reshus to his friend. Shehi or Shahu is the gears to change. Oseris Aleim, he forbids them from being able, since he didn't make an heir with them, he forbids them from being able to Melahoitzu Melotayim Lechatzer, from taking out from their houses to the courtyard. Beisa also Lahachdas Melahoitzu Lechatzer Lezarchot into the courtyard for his needs. Avalahen Mutter Lehevi Keli Bateim Lebeisa, their Chatzer, they can bring the Kalim there in their house to his house through the courtyard. Barkabolin is Shei Mar, it's a type of a bitter vegetable. Bikashili chover l'shlosha devar malo for these 3 things. Im shamam piv, if they heard from him. Velo mitzasi, I didn't find anyone. The Gemara mefarish, the Gemara is going to explain that gabe gina v'karfeif, by gina and karfeif lo shor yoyser b'sasayim, they don't allow if it's larger than 2 saw. V'gabe anshe chotzer, and by the people of the courtyard, sarvi the old avlahem, osir b'sasayim, that even to them his house is osir. Avol mebatayim l'chotzer is mutter, but from their own houses into the courtyard is mutter. Gemara mefarish b'ktayu, and the Gemara later is going to explain their machlikis, v'akabalim sarvi de la marahu, and with regard to akabalim, they hold it is not marah. Gemara, my Tano, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, begin of a carpet leil. The Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava who sang over halachos by the garden and the carpet earlier. The Amar Va'oi, the Mashmo, the Amar Leil, Ba Chomer Achrisi, which is implying that the words that says Va'oi implies that he was saying something earlier, which is another stringency. Ilim Mishum the Amar Chad the Chomer Gam by passing the Amar they said earlier the Ein Oisin Losa. That you only allowed to make it if it's for a public spring. Now he's telling Chumar Achris, he's telling us another stringency, that even though it's been enclosed for living purposes, Lo Shari's famous society, he's still not allowed to carry until it's in any more than to saw. Baha Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, the Tano, Liel, I said earlier, Chada Lechumra, one stringency, the Amar Abbe Sasayim in Tfelo. That until 2 saw, you're allowed to carry, well, more than that, you're not. But other Tanakh Risin, he said another one that you saw candle, it's done, and he's supposed to move the public over to the side and not pass through the passin. Well, Tanakh Va'oidin didn't say the word Va'oid, Mishum Delav, Bechad the Milsahi, because he's not talking about the same topic. The Resha Ari Bemidas Hekif, the same Ari Bebitl Mechitzas, because the Resha is talking about, with regard to people, how to surround, how much area can be enclosed. And the same is talking about whether or not you can undo walls. Of Sukkah Rabbanu, the Katani Amru Lo, because it says that they said it back to him. Lo Amru B'Sasayim Elo Lagina. They only said the size of 2 saw for a garden. Chol Hechad of Sukkah Rabbanu Lo Havi Tani Ba'oid. Be'ishayech Lememer Ba'kagoyin
hecha dereisha v'seifa b'chad demilsa. If it's possible to say it, for example, in case we're both dereisha and seifa, we're talking about the same topic. V'hol Rabbi Elazar the sukkah d'tnan. They said in the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar miyudal sudos chayv adam lecha b'sukkah, that Rabbi Elazar holds you need to eat 14 meals in a sukkah on sukkahs. There's no set amount. But even furthermore, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar says, Mishal Ochal Eli Yom Tov Arishon, the person doesn't eat in the sukkah on the first night of sukkahs, Yashal Eli Yom Tov Arachon, he's allowed to make it up on the last night of meaning Shemini Atzeres. Alma, you see from that, Mishum Dereisha V'Seifa B'Sudah the sukkah. Since both the Reisha and the Seifa, the beginning and the end of the Mishnah, are talking about meals in the sukkah, Ubechesh Boino and Iri, we're talking about the amounts that you need to do. Tan of Oid, we said the word for Oid. Even though there is a separation of other statements, and we see from this that which is by Rabbi Yehuda didn't say the word va'od, it's because they're not the halachas are not comparable. But Rabbi Yehuda and Bava lomali the tani leis. Why Rabbi Yehuda and Bava? Why did we say it? There was a separation on the same topic. Lo hadur le rabbanon elo besudos. The rabbanon only responded with regard to meals. Elv aval Rabbi Yehuda. The Maaseh Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, Iri elo b'pasi b'rois. He's talking about the pasi b'rois. These L shapes by the well. Base assignment has to be the size of two saw. But hadur rabbanon begin. The rabbanon were responding with regard to a garden, the carpet for deer, and the sayar, and the various different corrals. Liolam tamid mishum havsaka. And the reason is because there is a gap in between the statements of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda above the lifska tanav od. Rabbi Yehuda above, when there's no separation of another opinion, we did indeed use the word ve'od in the Mishnah. Daf chof gimel amud beis. Rabbi Akiva hainu tanakama the amru loy. They said to him lo amru beis asayim elo legina. Well, the karpif, they only said the size of two sel for a garden and a karpif. Avlam hoya, but if it was, this is earlier in the parak. Amo, we see from this, the hech the ika base dira, that where there is a house of some sort, a filu tuba, even if it's much larger, you're still mutter, ubishlo hook of ladira. And then it was enclosed, not for living purposes, then base the same is only two. So, ki Rabbi Akiva, like Rabbi Akiva. Ika benayel da vermut, she base the same, yes, or she ben amba vashirayim, reboom. Now, the two saw is going to be more than 70 amos in a bit, which means four of two, L six tvachim, which means two thirds. When you square it out, because the Tanakama is going to say later on, the Kama Shari, the basis of Shalem, and the Tanakama is going to be mutter in a complete two saw. Rabbi Kiva, Shimon Mishraim, Shimon Mishraim, Besulod, and Kordar Rabbi Kiva, it's only going to be 70 Amos and 70 and two third Amos by 70 and two third Amos, and no more. Could the Kama mean the Behedis? We say explicitly, the Kama ain't the same. How much is the size of what is the size of two saw? Gechatzar Mishkan, the size of the courtyard in the Mishkan in the Midbar by. Davar muad l'kayim mufarshal lay. We're going to explain it. Manani mili the meravayin lay l'chutzar mishkan l'sharbo iser shabbos. That you're going to square off the court of the mishkan in order to make a calculation for the isuri of shabbos. My bechamishim ha roichav chamishim ba'arpo mea. What do we have to say in 50? We know that the width is 50 and the length is 100. Dachik tziva b'midas haklan. This is what's written by the measurements of the curtains. V'chein l'pasafim ba'arich klaim mea arich. And to the north side, the length of the curtains is 100 for the length. V'roichav achatzel paskeinu is mizracha is chamishim amo, and the width of the side of the mishkan is going to be, and the east side is going to be 50 amos. El amar Torah tul chamishim she'archol yeser al rochvoy, that its length is more than its width. V'savach chamishim anoserim, and you put it around the 50 that's left. The Havalahu Shivim Amos V'Dalid Tfachim Rubam. Then you come out with 70 Amos and 4 Tfachim in a square. Ketzah, how's it going to work? Rashi constantly uses this following method in figuring out math, which we nowadays would use various different mathematical formulas, including the decimal point. Ketzah also behen Chameish Ritzul Shel Eser Amo. You're going to make 5 strips of 10 Amos Reichav Ba'arkon Chamishim, that they are 10 Amos wide and 50 long. Hashkev ha'achas lemizrach, so you can put one down to the east, v'achas amar one to the west, ari rochav ha'shivim, so now you see that it's wide at 70, because you had 15, you added 2 10, two scripts of 10. V'archa chamishim, and the length is still going to be 50. Oitzim achas atzafam, achas atzafam, you can put one to the north and one to the south, ari shivim al shivim, now you have 70 by 70. Eloshek kronos begumim, l'kol keren esa al eser, but you're having empty space on each corner, which is 10 by 10 amos, the nea tosefes, because of the extra shosafta that you added to the 50 amos, 50 by 50 amos. Tul mei nachamishim dal chetichos. Now you can take from the 54 scripts, so yud al yud, which are each going to be 10 by 10. The simidal coins, you can put them into the four corners, and the smaller, you can fill them up. Misha ritzua achashal eser al eser amos, shishishim tvachim al shishim tvachim. You're left with one script that's 10 by 10 amos, which it works out since it's 6 tvachim to an amos, 60 by 60 tvachim. Basal son lamed ritzua shel shnei tvachim. You're making it 30 scripts of 2 tvachim. Shikun hang gimel meis amos, which is all going to come out to 300 amos. Ten ayin lekol ruch. So you're going to have 70 on each side. Harish shibim. You're going to have v'dalet tvachim al shibim v'dalet tvachim. And you're going to have 70 amos and 4 tvachim by 70 amos and 4 tvachim. Elashar kornos begumim tvachim al tvachim. You're going to have the corners once again missing a little bit. 2 by 2 tvachim. Nishar b'yodcha esrim amos. And you're still left with the original amount, 20 amos. So two mehen shmoyin the tefachim. So you take 8 tefachim from it, the sim the corners, and put them into the corners, and the smal, and they'll fill up with the shu b'yadcha. Yudchais apa v'tal et tefachim be'breichah to b'chayim. You're left with 18 amos and 4 tefachim in the width of 2 tefachim. Behind the remote, that's a small amount. Shem basa the chalkol lahakaf mehen. You're going to come and split up into surrounded eme gila to sefes the reichah base shlishi etzvah. The extra is not going to come out to 2/3 of a finger. The hub boas lemevad minei ritzul shereish pe gimel amos b'dal et tefachim. We have to make a script of, we have our gears of 283, but another gears changes to 282, and amos and 4 tzvachim, orech for a length, lahakif arbor harufas, to surround the four directions, sides of the square. Pasha the korling in Mishkan with regard to the Mishkan, b'mayiksev, b'chamishim dekro b'mayi, what is that b'chamishim dekro coming to refer to? Have a Mishkan, l'sfash shekolen shom b'chamishim shel, Chatzer, when he ends the 50 amos of the chatzer, mishinichnasim lo bePesach Shemisach. When you mean the 50 amos, the first 50 amos, when you enter from the eastern entrance, kadeshu chamishim amos shel chatzer lefnei Mishkan. Of the there should be 50 amos of the Mishkan before the actual Ol Moed. Vesim lekol ruach shem Mishkan arko lamiv, because the Mishkan is 30 long. Kadechsev esrim krashim, that's 20 krashim. Veruach vekeresh is amos vechetzi. And the length of a keresh is 1.5 amos. The rochav shel mishkan and the width of the mishkan toifis 10 amos is going to take up 10 amos. K'dechsev as it says shisha krashim, shehein tesha amos v'shnei krashim. Sorry, shehein tesha amos. There are 9 amos. V'shnei krashim l'muksais and 2 beams for the corners. Shehein gimel amos. There are gimel amos rochav of width. Va'amu mikan. You have an amu on each side. L'chasos oivin shel krashim to cover up the thickness of the krashim shel tzela of the sides. Orchma amo v'chetzi amo mikan v'chetzi amo mikan, and the length is going to be an amo v'chetzi mikan and a chetzi amo mikan. Orchma amo is orchma amo. The length is an amo. V'chetzi amo mikan v'chetzi amo mikan. The hashlum to fill it up with mali hachalal and to make the empty area the esther for 10. Amos, k'sha'ata ma'midu l'sef chamishim, you're going to put it up at the end of 50, ma'am serach v'shal chatzar, and you're going to put it in the middle of the, smack in the middle of the width of the courtyard, nishum b'chamishim v'chamishim shel chatzar, esrim amos l'shel shruchas, you're going to end up from the 50 by 50 amos that you're left in the second half of the courtyard of the Mishkan, then you're going to have 20 amos all in three directions, el sh'ovia krashim v'mayim v'han amos l'kol tzab, but the thickness of the krashim is going to take away amos on each side, v'chachal chalal l'chashiv. That's how you're working out the space. And the thickness of the krushim is included in the width of the measurements on each side. And to the mizrach and in front of it to the east. There's no krushim in the mesach. There's just a mesach, which is v'hainu vilon, a curtain. The shari, like the size of the Mishkan is what's allowed. Avagav the mirava that you, even though you squared it out, which is the length twice the width. I will tefei mishnayim berechav lo mishdari, but if it's going to be the length is more than twice the width, we do not allow it. Hainu Rabbi Yosi number archa afilu pishnayim berechav, who said that the length could even be twice the distant size of the width. Iga benayim ribuad ribuad rabban Rabbi Lezer sever archa yoser mishnayim berechav. If the length is more than twice the width, you're not allowed to carry it. Its main thing is it's supposed to be the main way you would work this out is having the length more twice than the width. If it's written less than ribu and he doesn't hold off squaring it off. If you did square it off, it's not going to say that it's usher. that if it's the length is more than twice the width, you don't carry. But if it's less than being double the length and the width, then metalton, you could carry it. The main thing to do is squaring it. Size. But even if it comes out that the length is more than the length is exactly double the width, then it'll still be permitted. Since it says afilo, that implies originally we were not talking about that. You do not need to square it off. You do not need it encircled, enclosed. For living purposes, these two statements of Shmuel for leniency. Have amina the Shmuel dira boy. The Shmuel requires you to have a living space. Like Rabbi Huda ben Bava. Uba archa yosi arachva. Rabbi yosi severla. And with regard to the length being more than the width, he holds like Rabbi yosi. Archva katan lo the Rabbi Kiva meruba boy. So Rabbi Kiva requires it to be square. There's a ruba, but there's unim with seeds. But the dirasso, he has annulled his living. People don't live in the same place where they planted seeds. And it's a garden. You're not allowed to carry it. Even if it wasn't planted, even in the area which wasn't planted, why the batalei legabi ruba? Because it becomes batalei with regard to the part that has, which is the majority that has been planted. But if you plant trees, he hasn't undone his living area. Why the archel is stuffy but sell ilan the stomachs? Because it's common to constantly be trying to get shade in the trees. Ella, she yesh voice makom zriyah yosim base the same. The nasa karmless, there is that area that was planted more than two saw, which is turned into karmless. The carpet yosim base the same. Shall hook of the deer, because if you have a carpet which is more than two saw, which is not enclosed for living purposes, karmless he is called a karmless. Vishain and nizra havechatzer prutzah b'maloy la karmless, and the part that wasn't planted is the equivalent of a courtyard, which has been opened completely to a karmelis, lafika kula oser, therefore everything is oser. Aval, based on the belav dira is shari, bampinashi, because even with alad a dira, you'll be allowed to carry there on its own. Hachanami shari, so over here it's mutter, aval gav, the mokum zriya, havi kori karfi, even though the area where you have planted is called a karfi, b'sheinu nizra, havi chatzar, and the point where you did not plant is called a courtyard. Uputs and Zelazan, they're open from one to the next. Shame Mechisa, because there's no wall in between them. I feel hawking. Even so, Lo Asri Adad, they do not make each area Osir to carry. Hoyle of Edichad Gavr, who since all belong to one person. Rabbi Shimon, you're going according to Rabbi Shimon, Amr Rishus Karfif and Chatzir, Lo Asri Adad, that the Rishus of a Karfif and the Chatzir do not forbid one on the other. I feel he shall base Balbatim, even if it is from owned by two people. Kenan, Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Echad Chatzeros, Echad Karfifos, Echad Ginus, Rishus Achasin, Latatal, Mizelazan, to carry from one to the other, the kalim sheshavsu b'seichon. For kalim, was the vessels and utensils that had been in those areas when Shabbos started. I feel hein shel b'alim harbi, even if it's for many owners. Aval lo l'kalim sheshavsu b'seichon b'ayis, but not for kalim vessels and utensils which were in the house to start Shabbos. Lo'tzim l'chutz, you're taking it out to the chutz. Also lo'tzim l'chutz l'karfi, if you're not allowed to move them from the courtyard to the karfi, or the gag, or to the roof. The b'ayis v'karfi v'shtei reshuyos hein, because the house and the karfi are two different reshuyas, but I feel the chagavra, even if it is owned by one person.